Moving on now to The Real Housewives of Miami, screening on the home of reality TV over on Hey You. I feel like my ears have been assaulted this week. I will give grace for Julia to sing opera once, which was last season. It was a lovely moment. It was emotional. But to subject us to that a second time, I'm like, nah, you cannot do that to the viewers. We let it fly the first time. There were reasons behind it. Now you're performing. You cannot sing. I'm sorry. It is terrible. And the way everyone's saying she's so good, I'm like, what am I missing? Am I not cultured enough? Is it a Miami thing? It's just so bad. She's not even doing it solo. She's got someone singing with her to try and keep her on track.
And it still sounds bad.
Oh, my God. It's like it damaged me and I'm done. I think I'm done with Miami. I need it to stop.
It's finished. So that was the last. Well, we've got reunion. I didn't like her singing the first time. Full disclosure, didn't like it the first time. Thought it was sweet. But that was when I used to like Martina. Now I don't. So I'm going to say it. I didn't like her singing the first time. I thought it was shit then. It's even worse now that I have to listen to it second time. Like, you're not an opera singer. As I said, we just recorded OC. Housewives need to stop trying to sing unless you are a singer. So we've got a couple that do, but these ones, no. And then this one's trying to
Adriana, because Adriana sang as well about her dog.
Oh, what? About her dog. I love my dog. No. Listen, someone like, you know how the Luann has had a couple of hits. And then the Miami is on fire. That song, they're catchy. That I can let those ones fly. But they're like one hit things. So you're not going to be getting Grammys. You can have a catchy one hit song that's kind of a bit cringy, but we listen to her. Don't come out with the second release of I Love My Dog. It was like something that the kids make. My kids make better songs up, I think.
Russell Crowe's ex-wife, she came out with this song called I Love My Dog back in the 90s or very early 2000s. I can still hear it.
Ex-wife?
I'm not going to sing it. The blonde chick. Was it Simone something? Oh, I don't know. This is going back like a quarter of a decade at least. Yeah. So I was wondering whether it was a cover of that, but yeah, it's never a good career move when you start singing about your dog.
A dog? That's so tacky. You've got Lisa trying to be engaged, which is very strange, very desperate. I get that she doesn't want to be called a girlfriend, but I feel like in this instance you can be called, just call yourself a fiancé, call yourself a partner. You don't need to be.
She's had no storyline. Her storyline has been, I'm getting divorced, which I think can be
just fighting with Larsa.
Oh, yeah. But that was like from week one, like that finished. Oh, I don't know.
And we had the controversy of the numbers and the math equation that was on the cake. Like, we care. We've got the wretched versus ratchet. I don't know. I love Miami. I really do like it. But I feel like the last few episodes, they're also floundering a little bit. You've got like no clear direction. Julia and Martina are trying to work their kids in. And it seems like Martina is the one with the problem with Julia's older children. Did you notice that?
I think
there's something going on there.
And I think like they've chosen to be with their father who,
yeah,
I don't know where he's located over in Europe. He's very wealthy. Very wealthy. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe because
Martina's rubbing a lot of people up the wrong way. You would have to think that she's rubbing the network up the wrong way with her commentary.
Well, she's anti-trans. She's anti-IVF.
You've got Julia coming out and saying that Martina is her own person with her own views and that she doesn't necessarily agree with everything Martina says. So you've even got the friction that's happening between the two of them.
Yeah.
It's all very, messy.
Yeah, so it's wrapped up now. That was the last one. So it's the season finale. So we'll see what happens at the reunion. It started strong, but I feel like it floundered a little bit towards the end.
It did.
Real Housewives.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.